We are joined in studio this morning by two of our wonderful producers. We've got Michael, we've got Miriam, M Squared. How we doing? What's cracking?
Yeah, we're good.
Feeling good? Now, everyone should be feeling good because it is time for good news. Something to make us smile. Who's going to kick us off?
I'll start. I've got the greatest story out of Southern Queensland.
Okay.
This is apparently there's been an explosion in the local echidna population.
That's fantastic.
And that by itself is fantastic because we need more native little critters out there.
Yeah.
But why it's been reported in the news is because where their population is exploding, there is a woman who apparently has been kept up all night long by nonstop echidna mating under her house.
Which is
completely ruined her sleeping schedule. She said she had to take a couple tablets because all they do is they hide right under her floorboards.
What?
And you can just hear the quills scratching like underneath her house.
Oh no! She's running an echidna brothel! Oh no! Oh,
maybe she's involved.
Oh my god, she's like okay Cupid for echidnas.
Yeah.
Wow.
So she's got this little basement like underground that's sort of become like a breeding ground for echidnas.
For echidnas, it's the place to go. It's where the naughty teenagers sneak off to fondle each other. Yeah. Wow, this is crazy.
Yeah, she's got the most beautiful quote. she said when talking to the ABC, after all these sleepless nights, I'm just hoping it's been good echidna sex because it means that I might get to see some of the babies.
Oh my God.
That would
yes.
be a good reward.
Baby echidnas have got to be up there on my list of favourite cute baby animals.
Very cute.
I also love baby pangolins, but we don't have them here in Australia. Wow. Rowdy echidnas.
Rowdy echidnas keeping people up all night.
But that's fantastic that their populations are bouncing.
Yeah, they're bouncing back and we get a funny story out of it.
That's hilarious.
Everyone
oh my
wins.
God, of all the things. Like, imagine this poor woman coming into work the next day. Oh, you look tired. Yeah, I know. The echidnas were at it again. Good grief.
Oh, those poor little guys. I mean, like...
Oh, no, they sound like they're having a great time.
I mean, like saying, like, oh, yeah, well, we had sex in a basement the other day. It's like, not a lot of people can claim, like, that's a good thing. Like,
no.
Why under a terrace?
Yeah.
Of all the places to go.
Of all the places.
Well, maybe they just want some privacy.
Yeah, but more we need to have an intervention with the echidnas of southeastern Queensland about the romantics needed to put together a good date night.
Yes,
under some poor
true.
Woman's porch. Yeah.
Stop hounding this poor old woman.
Yeah, leave this poor old lady alone. Oh, that's so funny.
Maybe they're malicious.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to ruin this woman's night.
Yeah, and her floorboards. that's hilarious and lovely, I think. What else have we got going on?
Okay, we've got Vegemite's ashes sledge on Marmite.
Oh.
So Vegemite has placed this full page ad in the Daily Mirror, the UK newspaper. And this comes after their rival, British brand Marmite, has handed out free samples of their product at the first test.
Ooh.
So this ad is just wonderful. So to quote it, it says, Vegemite is a far stronger taste made of resilience and fortitude with a dash of cunning and guile. It goes on to say, Vegemite tastes like back-to-back tons on your return test. Vegemite tastes like a come-from-behind victory by 251 runs. You lot won't like the taste of Vegemite because Vegemite tastes like Australia.
Oh, that's so funny.
Right?
Do Vegemite sell their product in the UK?
I don't know.
I think they're out-competed by Marmite.
Yeah,
well,
that's
yeah.
so funny. So yeah. they're taking out this ad literally... just in spite of the English
right. Probably
cricket
for
team.
Exactly this reason, because it's funny.
Yeah,
it's going to go
hilarious.
Viral.
Hilarious. That's so funny. Good on you, Vegemite.
I have to say, Vegemite is better than Marmite. I distinctly remember my friend's mum giving me some Marmite when I was a kid.
What a
disappointment. Being like, what is this?
What is this rubbish?
Yeah.
No, Vegemite is the far superior toast spread
oh,
of
yeah.
all.
Yeah. It's like... it's a weird sort of competition. Like, we're so, like, trivial with, like, our rivalry that's gone to. Our yeast extract is better than your yeast extract.
Our disgusting toast spread is nicer than yours. I did an awful thing once with Vegemite. I was on a tour in Hawaii, and this American woman was being very rude to me. And she worked at this university in Hawaii, and she kept telling me she was the house mum for the Australian team or something like that, Australian club, even though she wasn't Australian. And I was like, oh, that's lovely, whatever. She's like, they keep wanting me to try Vegemite. And I was like, well, do you know what you do? They're going to tell you to try and spread it really thin on toast. That's disgusting. Don't eat it that way. You want a whole spoon of that thing, right? You need a whole teaspoon, heap teaspoon straight in your mouth. And I hope she did it. And I hope it tasted awful. I love Vegemite, though. Vegemite's delicious. Okay, good on you, Vegemite. Great ad. What else we got? One last one.
Okay, so a prominent Arnhem Land Yolngu artist, Jambawa Marawili, has won the prestigious top prize at the National Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Art Awards in Darwin.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, it is wonderful. And so his artwork was named Journey to America 2018.
Uh-huh.
It's made from natural pigments on stringy bark and beautiful. Reflects on his recent travels to the US. It's aiming to depict the promotion of Yolngu philosophy, spirit, and ideas flowing between the two countries. It must
that's
be a really
so
beautiful work.
Beautiful. That's gorgeous. Yeah. I love to hear when people do amazing things and win prizes, especially in the arts.
Yeah.
It always makes my heart happy because I'm like, oh, people are just doing things to create beauty in the world.
Yeah, and just show us how important it is.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. Okay, three fantastic good news stories. I don't know about you, I feel good.
Yeah.
I feel happy.
Brighten the week.
Yeah, I feel smiley now.
There's
this is
plenty to be happy about.
Plenty to be happy about, at least not the echidnas getting it on in Queensland.
They're happy.
They're yes. super happy.
An inspiration to us all.
And let's, oh my God. Let's hope we get to see some cute baby echidnas. Guys, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.